I give you all of me, withholding nothing. King Jesus, Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart and take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the...
Praise God, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Yes, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify your holy and righteous name. Lord, on this Working the Word Wednesday and every day of our lives, withholding nothing, we thank you, Father God, for our psalmist, Minister Kalen, Lord, that came before us with the presence of the Lord upon our heart and our spirit, Lord, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you allow to flow in this telecommunication sanctuary. We thank you, Father God, that your loving kindness is better than life. We thank you, Father God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. We glorify you, O God, that we can operate in your word and things will happen. We glorify you, O God, for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. We ask that you continue to bless them, strengthen them, empower them, mold them, keep them, Lord God, and especially Dr. PK, Father Pecola. We're asking, Lord, a special anointing upon her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We call her healed, whole, and complete in you. No weapon formed against her will prosper. We thank you, Father God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. You watch over it to perform it. So we glorify you, Father, for doing a work in her, through her, and for her. We thank you, Father God, for Elvia and Alejandro Diaz de Leon. We ask that you continue to bless them, keep them, strengthen them, empower them, Father God, as they carry forth artist life in such a meticulous and wonderful way. We ask you, Lord God, that you have your way with your people of God that are on this call. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening them and keeping them in every way. Lord, that they step out in faith, Lord God, knowing that you have brought us, Lord God, to this place for a purpose and for a reason. And Lord God, we ask that you allow your word to work through us and in us. We thank you, Father God, that this word that's going to come forth this morning will be rich and empowered, that we, Father God, will grasp what the Spirit has for us this morning. We ask a special anointing upon your speaker. We thank you, Father God, that the Spirit of the Lord is flowing in a wonderful and miraculous way. We ask you, O God, have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that it's done not by might nor by power, but only by your precious Holy Spirit. We give your name glory and we give your name praise. In the wonderful name of Jesus we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Well, all right, all right, all right. Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Willa. God bless you. Take it away.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. And we are working the word on this Wednesday. So thank you, Minister Brenda, for your powerful prayer and for greeting our family this morning. Well, good morning. I'm Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you. Can you believe we will be 11 years young on October 24th of this 5th of this year? And we're just so excited for the wonderful things that God has done through the Master's Call and through Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa's continuation and their steadfastness. This Master's Call is founded on the scripture verse, which reads in Psalm 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all the messages have been archived since the inception of this call, as well as the full bio of all the speakers. The website is themasterscall.net, again, themasterscall.net, and we welcome you to go there to visit and to read and to be renewed and refreshed by the messages 24/7. We also have a theme for this year, and that is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you so beautifully heard Minister Brenda do, or as a psalmist, and Psalmist Kaylin, thank you so much. We just love you and thank God for all that you add to the Master's Call. Or perhaps you want to serve as a host, as I'm doing. Or maybe God has put a word in your heart that you would love to share. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, we welcome you to submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, please know that we are always praying with you. On Fridays, we stay over just a little bit longer so that we can hear your praise reports and your prayer requests live. However, just know that you can always email those prayer requests to us any other time and know that we are praying for you. Now, this company, which was once Artists International, was established by the Gates Daily Young family over 30 years ago, and it is now called Artist Life. And to find out more about the company and the products, please get with the person who told you about this call. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday morning. It's hosted by a team of great leaders who will give you vital information about the benefits and the products. Today is Awareness Wednesday that will be hosted by Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And so you're going to want to go over to that call if time permits. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. There is a bypass number, so just in case you cannot get on the call without having to pay, that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. So I am not going to take any longer with the announcements because we have a treat coming for you. And that is from Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has been giving us a wonderful series about everything you need is in the house. And Dr. Vanessa was a successful engineer, had a 12-year career there, and then she was called to the ministry. She attended Oral Roberts University. She received her divinity degree, Master's of Divinity degree there. She's also the founder of Gathering of the Eagles. She is an excellent caregiver, exemplified by how she cared so well for her mom. And we just all love Mother Josie, and we just thank Dr. Vanessa for sharing her with us. Dr. Vanessa is someone who is also gives us an excellent education. I'm telling you, her history, she knows so much about it. So I wish she had been my history teacher when I was in high school, actually. Well, presently, she serves as the associate minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church. And she is also, as I said, she has Gathering of the Eagles. And then she does the Wednesday night Bible study at Mount Corinth. She is co-founder of the Master's Call, as you already know. And she is also an inspirational and motivational speaker. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce and present to others a young woman who is devoted. She's righteous, victorious, anointing, nurturing. She is very re-educating. As I said, she gives us a wonderful history. She's also scriptural because everything she gives by the Word of God is based on Scripture. She's steadfast and amazing, none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. We so esteem the God in you. Thank you for hosting our call on this Working the Word Wednesday. Thank you to our anointed psalmist, our dear psalmist Kaylin there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you for ushering us into the very throne room of God. So appreciate you and all that you do for this call. We want to also thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, there on that Mississippi Gulf Coast, for greeting and feeding us and truly working the word this morning, setting the atmosphere. We thank you also. We are so blessed to have such an anointed team that each and every morning come forth to serve you. And on behalf of our other co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, getting better and stronger every day, thank you so much for your prayers and intercession. We just are excited. As Minister Willis said, October 25th is our 11th birthday. And so it's coming up just so very quickly. And we're so grateful for all of you, each and every one of you, who've walked along this journey with us. Some of you on this line have been with us literally since day one. And we appreciate whenever you joined the Master's Call train and came aboard. We are so grateful for your love and support. We've been very clear on our mission and our mandate to enrich and enhance believers as we begin your day. And we are here to lift up the name of Jesus as we pray earnestly for the company that we love, Artist Light. There is a word from the Lord. I've been in the midst of a series on everything you need is in the house. Everything that you need is in the house. I've told the story of where I heard this from. I always love to give credit where credit is due. Years ago when I was attending seminary at Oral Roberts University, he is still a powerful man of God. Pastor Tommy Burnett in Phoenix, Arizona, came and spoke at one of our chapels, and with the many, many, many chapels I attended through the years there at ORU and when I was a student at Spelman. Yes, we had chapels twice a week there at Spelman College also. To this day, they still do. And he spoke a word that reverberated in my spirit with that simple theme, but powerful theme. Everything you need is in the house. And he talked about our paraclete, our Jehovah Rohi, our guide, our shepherd, big inside of us. And as we understand the power of that simple statement with eyes of faith, see that paraclete inside of you and all of heaven backing you up. And that's why we could simply say everything you need is in the house. And then he took us through a journey of the history of his church. It is such a powerful Assembly of God's church there that when people asked him how he had so many ministries, so many outreaches going on, he said, every time someone came to me with a need, I encouraged them that where they had a problem, there was a purpose of God that could be established. And that's what birthed ministry after ministry after ministry. And through the years when there have been challenges in my life individually and corporately around me, I would hear those words, everything you need is in the house. And our subtitle of this series has been Fortify Your Faith Until the Finish. Fortify Your Faith Until the Finish. And we've been using two predominantly popular and important text scriptures to hang our faith on. And Revelations 12:11, we all say it all the time, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And boy, did we hear this one all the time when I was at Old Roberts University, 1 John 4:4. A year of God, little children, but we have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I've been challenging us through this pandemic, through the many problems that have arrived, though we've had to pivot in our lifestyle, keep the purpose clear in mind. And we've been talking about dreaming again, believing again, so we can achieve again. And for those who weren't with us earlier this week, just very quickly, we talked about the D in dream was to dare to believe and to defy all odds, and then go on and do it anyhow. Dare yourself to believe that within God all things are possible, and we can dare to defy all the odds. How do we do that? Decide, be determined, then go out and build your destiny, because everything you need is in the house. And we got to fortify our faith until the finish. And we talked about with the R in dream, reach for the stars and always rise to the occasion. How do we do that, Dr. V? Well, learn to rehearse the promises of God. That's where those vision boards come in. That Romans 4:17, call those things and be not as though they are. And through this journey, notify your faith and rejoice, knowing that perfect practice will manifest our dreams. As we keep that attitude of gratitude, and while we're keeping that attitude of gratitude, we talked about four things: knowing that God will refresh us, knowing his mercies are new every morning. He will restore us. Remind the devil of Proverbs 6:31, that when he's exposed, he's got to give it back sevenfold. Allow the word to revive you, the ruah, breath of God, to blow on what we thought were dead dreams and situations. Let the Holy Ghost help you dust them off and get up and let's go on. And respect the process that your God ordained dreams and goals. God will, God shall make them happen as we reach inside of us. Oh, sometimes, yeah, like David, you got to encourage yourself, but remember everything. Lay hands on your stomach and prophesy to the heavens. Everything I need is in the house. And yes, we're fortifying our faith until the finish. All this morning, we're going to talk about that E in dreaming. Equip yourself daily for success. Put on your spiritual armor each and every day. I've said it for years. If some of y'all remember back in the 70s when we used to have streakers. Too many of us have been Holy Ghost streakers. We've been running through life without our armor on, and those fiery darts from the enemy have been wearing us out. Equip yourself for success. Put all that armor of God from Ephesians 6. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, get those feet shod with the gospel of peace. Not the gossip, but the gospel of peace. Let your loins be girt about with truth. Reproduce truth in others. Speak the truth in love. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers those vital organs like our heart. Don't be a holy hater. Don't let hate and hopelessness get in your heart. Fortify your faith. Choose the joy of the Lord. Put on that breastplate. Oh, my God, put on that helmet of salvation. Stop the stinking thing. Thinking, yes, the enemy will hurl crazy thoughts, cray-cray thoughts at you, get you all wanting to be depressed and downtrodden, but decide today that you can do all things, and decide to put on that helmet to think the things that are good and pure and lovely and just and praiseworthy and of good report. Think on those things. It's a choice. Think on these things. And yes, 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 put that shield of faith up, because it's not when the devil attacks, if the devil attacks, it's always when, and he will never fight fair. Stop tripping. He's not going to fight fair. The pandemic, not a day of it has been fair, but we're in a fallen state. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So equip yourself. And the only proactive piece of garment of these six pieces, the only garment that goes before you of the artillery that makes the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth, the only piece of our armor that is promised to forever stay at all, Minister Brenda said it today, work the word, the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. You got to know the word to work the word. You got to read the word to know the word. You got to meditate on the word to drive out crazy thinking by the word. Come on. Let the word do the work, and it will work for us. The word of God. How do we equip ourselves with the spiritual armor? Meditating on that word, speaking the word only. And when we do that, we're educating ourselves by studying and meditating on the Word of God as His minister in the marketplace. Educate yourself and learn so you can earn. And then what we say here, more for you and your family and your legacy so that you can soar. You know, I'm going there like the eagles that you are. We're eagles. Stop acting like a turkey. Stop being afraid of everything, like the chicken. No, greatness is inside of us. You're eagles. We rise above the clouds of adversity, the storms of life, the hiccups from hell. Spread those wings and let the ruah breath of God help you go above and see with those eyes of faith that God's got you and He's got this situation so that you can dream again. Put that vision back before you again. Yes, you're standing at the alpha of a situation. Some of us have pushed out from the shore and we're in the middle of the ocean and it's toe up. From the flow up, jacked up. Yes, we are sideways through this pandemic, but God, with the eagle eyes, will allow you to see your way through to success. And then when you're seeing your way through, babies, we got to endure. Mm-hmm. When you're dreaming, it's a process. When we start at the alpha with the eyes of faith to see through that omega, we have to walk the word out. We cannot give up. Winners never quit and quitters never when man corporate America power drills that into my mind every day to understand perseverance is not a cuss word, not giving up. I've never seen so many of us who say we love the Lord with all our heart. And when the devil doesn't even send a principality, doesn't even send a stronghold, see, he sends a little imp. A little imp, a little baby devil, and we will pass out, fall out, cry out, Lord, I can't do this. Come on now. We got to endure like a good soldier. Why? Because greater is he that's in us, that paraclete, and all of heaven backing you up, all the angelic forces waiting to do your bidding. Hebrews 1:14 says our ministering angels, some of you all's angels have layers of dust on them, not just a little dust, layers of dust, because you hadn't sent them on assignment, because they hearken only to the word, not our whining, but the word. Stop complaining and start confessing what the word says about you so that we can endure like a good soldier, so we can fight the good fight of faith to finish our course. We got to endure. And again, how do we do endure like a good soldier? Well, as Mike Murdoch so powerfully teaches us, when we respect our God-ordained dreams and goals. Respect is needed for the excitement. Come on, notify your face. It's all good. It's needed to give you energy, and that energy is needed to help you complete all your dreams and goals. Every day, we should feed our faith and starve our fears. We must work our faith muscles in God's gym on the treadmill of life. Remember, please remember, the only place, and I mean the only place, that success comes before work is in the dictionary. So equipping yourselves for great success means, again, we got to soar like the eagles that we are. And the scripture says in Isaiah 40, that 31st verse, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of God says in 2 Timothy 2:3, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He gave you that dream. Sustain the dream. Strive for the dream. And as I conclude today, 2 Timothy 4:7, that 7th and 8th verse says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Everything you and I need is in the house today. Today, fortify your faith until the end. Dream again big. Come on, believe big, and together we'll achieve big. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Weller.
Well, amen, amen, and amen. And as the kids would say, you heard, everything you need is in the house. Glory be to God. That is a shouting good word. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. And I will call you back to give us our benediction after our prayer, after we go over our prayer requests and in prayer. Oh, Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, as Minister Brenda already said this morning, just work the word. And Dr. Vanessa followed it up with everything we need is in the house. God, let us just put those two together, and we know that we will walk in the way that you have us to walk, and that is with success, Lord. Because as she's already said, the only place that success comes first is in the dictionary. So we got to do the work, oh God. Father, thank you for sending her this way to remind us to do that work, God, to work the word, God, and to do, and then to listen to what you have to say, and then to be obedient, God, to the word that you give us. God, would you just continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and her family, Lord. Bless them immensely, Lord. Whatever she stands in need of, oh, God, that you just have it right there, because everything you are that you're going to do for her, you have already done. So, God, we thank you that she is in a position to receive that. Continue to be with her family, Lord, with her brothers Wendell and Kenny and her cousin Lynn and his wife, I mean her husband, Lynn's husband, oh, my God, I know his name. You know who
Clyde.
He is, oh, God. Clyde, right. God, thank you, Lord. And, Father, then thank you for Mackenzie and how you have continued to bless her, Lord, continue to touch her, Lord, continue to heal her, oh, Lord. And, Father, while you are in the healing business, we lift up Dr. Pecola before you. Father, just continue to touch her from the very crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, you said by your stripes we are already healed, God. So just continue to breathe through her, Lord.
Yes.
Breathe, oh, God, the life that she needs, oh God, to get through what she's going through, Lord, in her lungs, Lord. Oh God, continue to be with her children. Continue to be with Davola and JD and her baby granddaughter, oh God, Jelani, Lord. Father, I think that's her name. Father, continue to watch over them and keep them. You know who they are, Lord Jesus. God, I pray for all the others who are on our Blessed to Be Well list, oh God, Miss Ella and Mr. Harrington, God, and Robin and Willie and Mother Owens and Maddie and Moses, God, and Uncle Herman, Lord, and Sharon and Angie, Lord. Oh God, we also lift up the bereaved families, Lord. You know our hearts are heavy over the homegoing, over the passing and transition, oh God, of Joseph Williams, Lord. But, Father, you said to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So I ask, God, that you just touch all hearts, God. Be with Kalon, God. And we're so thankful for the relationship that he was able to establish with his dad. Look at how you worked that out, God. It may have only been for a season, but it was. And so we thank you. God, we pray, oh God, you continue to be with Lavana, Lord, and her family, God, and all the other families who have experienced the homegoing and the transition of a loved one. And now, God, I pray for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice. God, you know what they stand in need of. And you said in your word that you are the God who will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God, for doing that. And we hold on to the word. And we will work the word today. And we will walk by faith today. And we do bind Satan in the name of Jesus. He will not steal, kill, or destroy anything that you have established in us. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TNC family, you are going to want to go back and hear this powerful message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-pound. The new morning motivational call immediately following this call, which is going on right now, is 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294-617-pound. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kalen, for praise and worship and for your dedication and faithfulness to this master's call. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for giving us the tag this morning, Work the Word Wednesday, for greeting us and for opening us up with a powerful prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, what can I say? You know that candle soup commercial. Good. We thank you for an excellent, good word this morning that we can just taste and feed on throughout the rest of the day. May God continue to richly bless you. And as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, please know that I sincerely love me some you. Now, Dr. Vanessa, will you please close us with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Father, we thank you that you've reminded us and you're stirring up inside of us to remember and walk out working the word, that everything we need is in the house. We're picking up our dreams again. We're dusting them off. We're sitting them up before us. We're keeping the vision clear, and we're declaring that we can do all things through you. So as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, let these words reverberate in our spirits all day long with the hiccups come at us, the fiery darts are hurled at us. We'll remind ourselves everything we need is in the house, and with it all being there, you Paraclete, you Holy Ghost, you Jehovah Rohi. Ah, we go out rejoicing, knowing that we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthened us. We decree it and declare it over our lives, sealing this world and word in our spirits. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hope to see you all as we continue to celebrate this Breast Cancer Awareness Month on the Awareness Wednesday call, starting in about 1 or 2 minutes. Be blessed. Have an absolutely awesome day. Bye-bye.